Know thyself, presume not God to scan. The proper study of mankind is man. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the kind of men who find themselves getting involved with women who have borderline personality disorder. What is the nature of the kind of man that is attractive to women that have borderline personality disorder, and what is the kind of man who is attracted to women who have borderline personality disorder? So if you are a man who has been in a relationship with a woman who has borderline personality disorder and wonders why that happened, or you are in a relationship with a woman who has borderline personality disorder and wonder why it has happened, or you keep ending up in relationships with such women, then this video is very much aimed at you. But before I present the information, could you possibly do me a favor? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Leave a like, leave a comment, leave a thumbs up for the algorithm. YouTube completely demonetizes me. And also, could you want to help me? Could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com. Where I put all the most base stuff that I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, then you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Now, much of what I'm about to say is summarized in a book that I shall be coming out soon called A Borderline Genius, Borderline Insane. So that's where you can go for the references. So what is the nature, first of all, of borderline personality disorder? Borderline personality disorder is a cluster B personality disorder that goes alongside things like narcissism, Machiavellianism, histrionic disorder, antisocial personality, that sort of thing. And it is composed of, or the symptoms are, extreme mood swings, chronic fear of abandonment, impulsivity reflected in things like dangerous, risky sexual behavior or that sort of thing, identity disturbance, so not really knowing who you are and thus constantly changing your goals and what you want and even to some extent even your personality, chronic feelings of emptiness, very intense relationships marked by intense idealization and then intense de-idealization, problems with controlling anger, self-harm, and finally, dissociation and indeed paranoid psychosis under stress. Those are the key symptoms. Now, who is attractive for a woman that has borderline personality disorder? Who is likely to get involved with them? Well, first of all, because they desperately want someone to look after them, and they desperately want to feel secure, and they desperately fear abandonment, there is some evidence they tend to be attracted to somewhat older men. So men that have are considerably older than them. Women in general are attracted to older men because age is a proxy for status. On average, men that are older have higher status. And so this evolutionary imperative is very extreme among borderlines. So they tend to be attracted to older men. Secondly, for the same reason, obviously, they're going to be attracted to men whom they see as extremely successful. Gold diggers, I suppose you might say, but they want to feel secure. They want to feel someone will look after them. This is, again, a female trait. Females, on average, sexually select for status. But with borderlines, this is done in extremis. So the first thing you may find is if you are a male, older male who is reasonably successful, you will attract women of this kind. Secondly, then, the key factor, let's be self-aware here, if you are finding yourself with these women, the key factor in the men, the kind of men that they're going to be attracted to, are basically grandiose narcissists. That is, men who ooze confidence, who are entitled, who think they are important, who think they are special, who think they are wonderful, and they will be attracted to those kinds of men for two reasons. Firstly, because those men will seem like the kind of person that can look after them, the kind of person that can allay their fears of abandonment, the kind of person that can allay their general fears of everything and their general negative feelings, the person that can guide them, that sort of thing. And secondly, because these traits, cluster B traits, narcissism, borderline personality, that sort of thing, are generally in the region of about 50% genetic. And on average, we sexually select for genetic similarity. So people who are a narcissist, borderline personality is about 75% female in terms of diagnosis. Grandiose narcissism is much more substantially male in terms of diagnosis, but there is similar genetics involved. It's been found indeed that the fathers of girls that have borderline personality have some borderline traits themselves. Obviously, the borderline traits, there's a degree to which they cross over with narcissism. People that are narcissistic are low in agreeableness and low in conscientiousness. And people who are borderlines are, on average, low in agreeableness and low in conscientiousness. And indeed, they will have often pronounced moods and things like that. There's a definite genetic component to what's going on. People that have borderline personality are elevated in things like diabetes, atherosclerosis, hypertension, that sort of thing. So this is telling you this is, again, a partly genetic issue. And there's a particular gene called 5-HTT, which expresses itself as aggression in men and as self-harm in women, and seems to go from father to daughter. So for this reason alone, people that are not, because of just genetics, people that are narcissistic are going to be attracted to people that have borderline personality, and people that have borderline personality are going to be attracted to people who are narcissistic. Continuing from that, obviously the narcissist will find the borderline attractive, because what the narcissist, or the grandiose narcissist, is about is he often deals with feelings of insecurity by creating a narcissistic false self in which he is wonderful and brilliant and amazing. And then he looks for narcissistic supply. He looks for the world to tell him that he is brilliant. Now, of course, in the idealization phase, because that's what they do, these borderlines, they will idealize a man. They will conclude he's brilliant and wonderful, and he's their savior from all their negative emotions, and she will absolutely worship him as absolutely incredible. But then eventually, of course, inevitably, he will let her down, and she thinks in this black and white way. And when she does that, then this will make her feel that she's wasted her time, she's wasted her energies, and she will deal with it by de-idealizing him very quickly, by concluding, and indeed she will become paranoid that he might abandon her, you know, some little thing that he might do, and then she will de-idealize him and hate him and regard him as evil and appalling and dreadful, and make that quite clear and drive him away. And then she will miss him, and she will go back to him. This is this process that you have. You also have engulfment anxiety, which is that when the man becomes close to the borderline, then she drives him away because she fears becoming controlled by him, essentially, that he's controlling her life, and she can't cope with this because she needs to feel that she's in control, and so she will be repelled by him. But then she will fear he'll abandon her, and so she'll go back to him, and in this ongoing process. But obviously the narcissist will absolutely relish and love the love bombing component of the relationship that occurs at the beginning. And indeed, because he is a narcissist and they operate in the same way, if he regards her as special like him and fulfilling his own insecurities, then he may well love bomb her in return. And so then you'll get this extremely intense relationship that becomes very, very, very intense very quickly, and they start planning for the future and planning to get married and all of that sort of thing, until she de-idealizes him. And at that point, you might find that he's repelled by this. As a narcissist, he's not going to accept being de-idealized. So unless he's deeply insecure, he will reject her at that point. But a normal grandiose narcissist will regard an ordinary, reliable, mentally stable woman as a bit boring. She probably won't be very artistic or amazing or fascinating. The borderline will come across as artistic and amazing and fascinating and genuine and honest and upfront and all this kind of thing. And they will therefore bond with each other. There was actually a study called "I Could See in the Depths of His Eyes My Own Beauty Reflected." That's the name of a study that looks at this. So this is what you're going to expect. And also, it should be emphasized that narcissism, about 40% of women that have borderline personality disorder, they don't just have narcissistic traits, i.e. low agreeableness and low conscientiousness, they have comorbid narcissism. So the two come together. And so therefore, they are going to be attracted to each other. But as you can expect, once he is de-idealized, the narcissist won't accept that, and he may well end the relationship with the borderline. If you then look at relationships that the borderline has long term, and there's an interesting study on this, people long term, i.e. not just fleeting relationships, 44% of those men had evidence of personality disorders. And breaking it down, it wasn't actually narcissism quite so much at all. 14.7% had paranoid personality disorder, which is when they're paranoid of everybody. 11.8% had avoidant personality disorder, which is when you strongly try to avoid conflict. And 14.7% had antisocial personality disorder, that is that they were high in psychopathy. And interestingly, there was evidence from a study that these borderlines tend to actually quite like men that seem like they're selfish, because they take the view that selfish kind of men that are a bit Machiavellian, will be able to get power and influence, and that's what the borderline likes, and that's what she finds attractive. So then we have a situation where what we're dealing with the kind of men that will stay with a borderline long term, rather than those that might sort of have a relationship with her, is a very different kind of person from the narcissist, the grandiose narcissist that she finds attractive and idealizes. These are, in the case certainly of paranoid and avoidant personality, submissive, dependent men that have very insecure attachment, and because they have very insecure attachment, they will allow this low agreeableness, aggressive, manipulative woman to completely dominate them. 70% of the men in this study had an insecure attachment style, i.e. they are afraid of being abandoned, they are not secure with regard to people being that they're attached to will stay with them. They think that these people will leave them and abandon them. So basically, they're high, like the borderline, they are high in neuroticism. They are high in negative feelings strongly, particularly things like anxiety. Indeed, there was a study that found that neuroticism was strongly elevated in these men that stay with these borderlines, as was childhood maltreatment and reduced testosterone. And it was proposed that the latter, reduced testosterone, kind of allows the relationship to work, because precisely because they have low testosterone, they can back down when it comes to the arguments, and the arguments don't become completely out of hand. But essentially, you get a relationship that is marked by both people being deeply insecure about each other, both people fearing being abandoned by the other one, and both people basically getting locked into this battle, this interpersonal conflict over abandonment, over insecurity, and then there being rages and fights and whatever, and the creation of a kind of a trauma bond for the man, whereby this insecure man, what he desperately needs is the love of this woman, the love bombing of this woman. And it's so important to him, and it matters so much, and it's so, he's so like kind of lucked out that he is prepared to overlook the extreme negative side of the borderline, precisely because what she offers him in the occasional love is so important and matters so much. So basically you just end up with these extremely unhappy relationships between men that have some borderline traits, because borderline involves things like avoidance and being antisocial and being paranoid, and women that have borderline personality disorder. And they're going to be, of course, more genetically similar than chance would allow. And the tendency is that the men are elevated in depression as well, whereas the women, it's much more with borderline, it's much more anxiety, although there's elements of depression, I suppose, and emptiness. Emptiness is anhedonia. It's a strong element of depression. So basically depression. So, yeah, that's it. So there is a tendency for a lot of videos on YouTube that talk to people about their relationship with borderlines to kind of make out, well, you know, it was just a random thing that happened, and you happened to be in certain circumstances at a certain point, and you happened to get yourself into a relationship with a borderline. And as far as I can see, the research indicates that that's not the case. There are particular kinds of men that end up in relationships with borderlines, and these men have, to some extent, personality disorders, whether narcissistic, avoidant, or those of various other kinds, such as antisocial or paranoid. And they tend to have some elements of depression. And there are certain specific traits. Now, these can be elevated. Let's say you've just been in a relationship and you've broken up, and on the rebound, your defences might be down, and you might therefore end up with the borderline for that reason. But you'd have to have some of the traits, I think, to find her attractive and to not immediately start thinking, when she loves bombs you, good God, this is too much, this is too good to be true, what on earth is going on here, this woman is a bit much. So those are then the key traits of men who tend to end up with women that have borderline personality disorder. I hope it's a bit of interest. I look forward to seeing what you think about it in the comments, and I will see you soon, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?